Rise and Shine, written by Patrick Allington and read by Humphrey Bow. The end, when everything seemed lost, turned into the beginning. And in the beginning, there was Barton and Walker. No one who survived could really say whether it was a single big catastrophe, or a series of smaller messes, or if it was just the slow grind of excess. Probably it was all of that. Maybe Russia dropped a bomb on San Francisco, maybe it didn't. Maybe the Nile became poisoned, maybe it didn't. Maybe the last of the ice caps turned yellow, maybe they didn't. Maybe vitamin C turned out to be carcinogenic, maybe it didn't. Governments of all brands, the UN, the anti-UN, the World Bank, FIFA, all spoke loud and long about what needed to happen. But by then, no one could tell information from lies. The details hardly matter now. The Earth, pushed past its limits, began to eat its own. Most of the 8 billion victims died over a period of a few months. Quickly, slowly, these things are relative. Living another day and another depended on who you were and where you were. The survivors tried to eat and drink in the same way that they always had, even as they saw carp floating in rivers, even as dust invaded cities and towns, even as rain pierced skin, even as the tides went wherever they wanted. Barton and Walker, friends since childhood, dragged themselves around their city, the city that became Rise. They looked for but never found loved ones, joined small bands when it seemed safe to do so, abandoned them at the first hint of violence, skirted fires, except when they needed to try to boil water, avoided dirty lakes where no lakes had previously sat, and took their chances by swallowing what they could scavenge. Picture them. Walker looking like a boy but for his height. Barton already looking like herself. Slinking through the centre of the city, drawn by rumours of a supermarket intact under the rubble. They are filthy. Their clothes are rags. The stress of their situation, the city's situation, the planet's situation, is etched on their faces. They are alive, unlike their parents, their siblings, most of their friends. But they know, they've talked about it, reconciled themselves to it, that they shouldn't be, and that they won't be soon.